We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Nebraska plays Sunday against Illinois, 3 p.m. at PBA. Me and Bill will be there. But a game tonight, Sip will be there also, but just in the media section.
Yes.
Won't be cheering.
Will we cross paths, I wonder?
I hope so.
Well, we might not. We'll don't worry if we don't.
No, that's not how this works. If we're all in the building. We find each other.
Wow.
I'll be with
Bill. I will show up and just put my face right in front of your computer like I did last time.
Without saying words.
Without saying a word. Just all of a sudden.
And I'll time it. I'll say how long it'll take for Bill to get, for Sip to look up.
I might be in auxiliary seating, by the way.
You why?
Whoa.
Did you get your seat taken away from you for some sort of abuse leads to restrictions? What'd you do?
No, I didn't know it was an abuse. It's just not showing up.
Yeah, that'll,
You have a very prominent seat there. You're at the, you're at the very end.
Where is auxiliary seating?
Where we sat at. Where you and I sat. He's
top.
Above.
Yeah, that's not good. That's
I think
not
I might
good.
Be an auxiliary. I'm going to press Keith today. Like, just
Keith, who's taking your spot then?
I don't know. Like an Illinois person.
Another. What?
They
have a lot of Illinois writers coming. There's a lot of media.
But your spot is sacred there.
It's not as sacred as it used
you
to be.
You should just go down today, put down your plaque for your Writer of the Year award, and just say nothing.
You have a plaque.
I'm also that's all you got to do. No words necessary.
I'm also a little concerned with the pundit we had just on.
Maybe Scott Ritchie.
Scott.
The news was
he said how the top four have separated themselves. I'm like, I've got Michigan State, Purdue, Illinois, Nebraska. I got five teams.
Well, Purdue has kind of dropped off is what he's...
Oh,
he's counting
straight.
Purdue is out?
I think he might be counting. Okay.
Well, they've lost three straight, so he might be where he's at with
he's
that.
Counting, he's, at. He's counting them outside the top.
Isn't that interesting?
Purdue.
Isn't that kind of interesting?
Very.
Yes. Good, and that's good deduction by you, by
Thank
the
you.
Way.
I did math.
Now, speaking of two teams you mentioned there, Bill, two of those teams play tonight. So Michigan's had a hell of a week. Michigan plays number 5 Nebraska at home on Tuesday, and they play tonight at number 7 Michigan State.
Points?
Well, you want to guess the spread there? I don't know who we have here. I don't know what's going on. Hi.
No idea.
I don't know what's going on. Guys are just looking in the window. Okay. You want to guess the points? This is at Michigan State. Michigan State is 19-2. Michigan 19-1.
Oh,
7 p.m. on Fox.
This is really hard. I'd give Michigan State a point and a half favorite.
Michigan State?
Yeah.
I'm going Michigan State 3.5.
How about Michigan 1.5 point favorite?
Even if you don't have accessible cash, go to Pinnacle Bank today and borrow money and bet on Michigan State. Take the money. This is your chance to really get ahead. Go borrow 10 grand. Get 10 grand
out.
We're not a gambling show.
We're not a gambling show, but I'm just telling you right now, load it up.
Is that right?
Michigan State's going to run them out of the gym.
Oh.
Write it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Write it down.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Yeah. Now
what time's that game start?
It's at 7 p.m. on Fox. Michigan State did nearly lose to Rutgers on Tuesday.
Now, I'm taking the is on this one. Yeah,
this is not usually a top 10 matchup.
I'm going more
teams.
By what I've seen from Michigan. I've said that before. I'm not in love with Michigan. I know
we're both on the same boat on that one.
But at the same point, what a statement to be if they in the same week beat Nebraska, Michigan State. If Michigan that two top 10 teams.
Wow,
hello,
what a compelling
that'd
game.
Be a story.
I said early on I would be more impressed if Nebraska can beat Illinois. I thought the Illinois win is at home is harder.
That'd be tough.
Than going to Michigan. When we went there a couple days ago, I said, of the two games, I go, Illinois at home, even though it's at home, that's my thoughts on Illinois.
No, we're not necessarily on the same page on that. What is the Nebraska spread?
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
They don't have it yet.
Oh,
that
God,
will not come
really?
Out until probably Saturday. Yeah. They don't usually, they don't do college basketball spreads until about the day before.
We didn't get it at all. Nebraska by 1.5 or something. It won't be much. It'll
I
be,
think it'd be 4.
I don't think so. I think that's too much.
I think it's going to be 1.5.
I think
if it is that, then I'm going with what you said about.
So we need to go get 2 separate loans.
Yes.
So we need to call Brian Morrow and say we need to get 2 separate loans.
I think Nebraska will apply the hammer.
I think Nebraska by 1.5 to 2.5. It would not be higher than 2.5.
If it's that, I mean, if it's anything below 5, then I think you just apply.
It won't be above 5.
Won't be above 5.
It will not be above 5.
That will. Well, who knows? But
no, that'd be stunning.
So we're saying right now, Breakers, we want to get a lot of money loaned to you and wager it.
You're saying with conviction that Michigan State will hammer Michigan State.
Yes.
Or hammer Michigan. And I'm saying with conviction. I mean conviction. I do this. I'm not going to. I don't gamble. But I would say Nebraska will hammer Illinois.
We really need Rink.
Don't be alarmed by that.
Need Rink for at least 20
minutes. Have I been
wrong
all year?
The hammer Illinois?
Yes. Have I been wrong?
Illinois is a top 10 team. They just won at Mackey last Saturday. I'm not saying Nebraska doesn't win.
I've seen Illinois. I know what's going on.
If Nebraska wins by 10+, I'll be very, 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 very impressed. Extremely impressed.
Get ready.
Who's matching up with their freshman?
Do you put Sam on him? Sam's your best defender, isn't he?
I don't know how they'll do that. That's a concern. Wagler's a concern because he's 6'6", 190. He can get his shot off. I mean, he doesn't need a lot of room.
They are the number one offense in the country. They're also one of the top rebounding teams in the country.
Nebraska beat them already.
They did. It was an impressive
Nebraska
win.
Nebraska already beat them.
What a team twice as hard, Steve.
If they swept Illinois, this Illinois team.
Yeah.
There goes my maturity.
Maturity gone. Maturity leaves the building.
Wow, we have a Friday and a Sunday of hoops. Yes. We'll have a lot to talk about.
What if all of a sudden the game's ending and Nebraska's won in 4 overtimes and you see Jake with his coat just tied around his head. just tied around his
head. Maturity
you see it
window.
Whipping the maturity out the window. Oh,
I'd be concerned.
It might be the first time that can you see the guys at Pinnacle Bank in the suite that there's a court storming and Jake hits it from the suite, hits it running down the stairs and launches onto the field, onto the court. I mean, that would be incredible.
Yo, Illinois.
I'll tell you to go, Jake. I'm like, go for it, Jake.
Don't launch.
Don't launch.
Illinois was part of one of the more iconic finishes ever at PBA. Yeah. James Palmer Jr. hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer to beat the Illini. This is Tim Miles, obviously. 20, mm-hmm. Or maybe that might have been. Wait, was that Miles? That
I
was
can't
Miles.
Remember.
2018, I want to say. Buzzer beater. Underwood's first year there in Illinois. It was incredible. It was unbelievable. So we've seen some drama with the
Illini. Okay, so our energy so far this year, this is top, right?
Michigan State was the elite
atmosphere. That's true. Michigan State
was the elite atmosphere.
This might top it.
I think this tops it.
I thought Creighton energy was good, too, for that game on Sunday.
That was good.
That you won by a million.
Yeah.
It'll be really.
That energy went out a little bit when Creighton struggled getting the ball at the court.
When they refused to play basketball, you mean?
Yeah. Easy.
Ooh, wow. Shots fired.
Yes.
Sorry about that. I can't help myself. Yeah.
Rink, we'll see what Rink status is. That's the thing I
They need
about
Rink
most.
For they got to get 15 to 18 minutes out of him. That's what they need.
I agree
15
with
to 18 and he's got to have at least 3 threes. He has to have 3 threes.
Yeah, and I'm just going by Robin Washett what he said yesterday that he regards him as questionable because that stomach virus has held on a little bit.
It'd be great. If they get Frager and Rink back, that'd be very, very fun for this team. When we come back, the spillover is next on Early Break of the Ticket.